I think you have a guest speaker, right, today?
Yeah, we have. If you could just let him in.
Let him in.
Imam Patrick.
It's a small Robinson car, but.
Oh, sorry. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you, brother Imam Patrick?
Alhamdulillah. Kaiful hail.
Alhamdulillah, Omer. It's brother Imam Patrick.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Patrick. How are you doing? Alhamdulillah. Great, Jazakallah for spending some time with us on the show. And the
car's kind of small.
Right, I know you had to take a flight down over here and stuff, so thanks for joining us. No problem. Now, I came here today. I know you guys were talking about five things we could do, some practical things we could do to savor this month of Ramadan.
Oh, unfortunately, I got three, though.
Oh, you only covered three?
So maybe you could add two.
Okay.
See, can I ask you a question first?
Sure.
Are you, by chance, related to the Pat Robinson, the famous one on the 700 Club?
Well, you see here, I really don't like to talk about this, but, I mean, it's really emotionally disturbing for me. We were actually switched at birth. And, okay.
Okay.
Can you please control yourself there? We were switched at birth, and my parents, they saw something evil in him. So that's why they got me instead.
So he was, like, shipped off to somewhere else.
Right.
This is very interesting.
But I like to keep it on the down low, if you don't mind. I know you only have about three listeners.
Yeah, me and my wife and brother Lemaire.
Right.
So, alhamdulillah, I guess Omer's kind of gone outside for a while, so I guess I have to take over the interview here. Hold on, I think Omer's at the door. Hold on. Let me let him back in the car.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
It's really getting
hot
in here.
I had to get some fresh air, sorry about that.
Okay, so Imam Patrick,
yes.
You like to add some things about savoring Ramadan.
Yeah, I mean, I came up with 5 points of my own, hopefully, that we could benefit from these little 5 points that I brought about here. And the first one, which especially during the month of Ramadan, is to eat light. A lot of us tend to...
40 watt? Or
excuse me?
A 40 watt? Or
No. Not light bulb. It's just to eat light.
Oh, lightly.
Lightly, exactly. Okay. If, for example, when the samosas come your way,
right,
you don't want to pig out. Okay. It's not a good sign. First of all, heartburn can occur in the digestive system. Because you get sick, and then obviously when that comes around, then you don't feel all sticky and queasy in the stomach. And then also you release a lot of drakars. Okay. As a drakar is an Urdu word that I learned from my friend. It means to a burp,
okay. Basically.
And you don't want to insult your brotherly neighbor.
Right.
And the second point, which ties in with number one, is a lot of people stack frilla. Is that they tend to want to open their fast with junk food, like McDonald's. Okay, this is something truly unacceptable. Have you seen what they do to the cows in there? How they raise the chickens? In little cages. And the machines slaughter them.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. SubhanAllah, man. Okay, so number one is thinking about what you eat, because you are what you eat, seriously. Number two, don't sleep. I know some brothers...
Number three, right?
No, number one was connected.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, so number two was don't sleep. For example, if you're fasting throughout the day, you don't want to sleep all the way until 5 p.m., then you got 9 minutes to break your fast. It's not right. You know, what's the point? You can't be doing graveyard shifts and then coming home and sleeping all day.
And I mean, why would people... Unless, of course, people have to work and stuff, right? But why would people, or people have to do, like, you know, study for exams? That would be a legitimate excuse. But what about people, like, I mean, why would people be up that late anyways for no reason? What would they be out there doing right now?
Right, especially, I mean, when Ramadan comes, we have to prepare in advance. We have to know our schedules. We have to accommodate the schedule around Ramadan.
Of course, but somebody that's working that has no ability to change class.
Of course, there's limitations, but we should obviously try to wake up for the salats.
No, I'm sure they would do that.
Inshallah, ta'ala.